The Follow a Dream drag racing team does everything it can to win, but as Only a Game's Doug Tribou discovered in the summer of 2012, Follow a Dream's crew chief and his remarkable story help keep things in perspective.
Jay Blake is the Follow a Dream team's president and crew chief. We're in the pits at the New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire, on a sunny, hot July afternoon, a testing day before the weekend's races. The Follow a Dream funny car is up on mounts, and its blue, orange, and white shell is off.
This thing right here is a weight bar, so we put weight in this to either let the front end come up or go down.
The car has a 3,500-horsepower engine that goes from 0 to 260 miles an hour in races that last about 5.5 seconds. Walking down the side, Blake is touching and pointing out parts.
Then these red bottles on either side, the left and the right, are fire bottles. They're fire.
Explaining how a race car works is a simple thing for a crew chief, but Jay Blake is blind, and he has been since May 22, 1997, when he was the head mechanic for a transportation company.
And a forklift wheel and tire assembly exploded in my face.
Blake was 31 years old and married with two kids.
It was a two-bay garage, big enough to pull a tractor trailer into. When the wheel and tire exploded, it hit me in the face, and I went up almost to the top of the ceiling, over the top of the forklift, towards the outside of the building and back onto a concrete floor.
The garage was on Cape Cod, where Blake still lives today. He was flown to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
It took him 10.5 hours to rebuild my face. My skull was cracked open. My nose was almost off. My jaw moved a little bit. My eye sockets were blown up. Looking at me, you can't really tell.
But there was permanent damage.
I have lost total sight. I have two prosthetic eyes. I lost total sense of smell and taste, mostly.
After nearly a month in the hospital, he went home. It wasn't long before he found his way into his garage. The first thing he went for was his toolbox.
And I just reached in and grabbed something. And I grabbed a GM distributor module. And I could tell what it was through my hands. So this little grin I had on my face got bigger. And I said, I'm going to do this again.
To learn to navigate the outside world, Blake knew he needed help. He spent several months studying at the Carroll Center for the Blind in Newton, Massachusetts. The school was an obvious choice. The center's rehabilitation director, Rabia Dow, explains.
Jay's father was on our board of directors back in the 70s when the family had no experience with blindness. It was just a social cause. And ironically enough, years later, Jay ended up needing the same services that his father had supported.
Ask people who know Jay Blake to describe him, and the word positive comes up time and again. Dow, who is also blind, says that trait stood out, even in the early days after Blake's accident.
Jay came with the right attitude. He doesn't know the word can't or no.
Blake says after the explosion, he had a near-death experience and was given a choice to live or die, a decision he was questioning months later during his lowest moment.
And out of nowhere comes my daughter running around the corner. She might have been 6 at the time, little. And she came flying around the corner, grabbed my legs, and said, Daddy, I am so glad you're alive, even though you're blind. And ever since that very moment, I've never questioned it again.
Blake eventually gave a talk at his daughter's school. The reaction generated more requests. He now gives 20 to 30 motivational speeches a year for schools and businesses. He's made 5 trips to Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Maryland to visit with wounded troops. And every summer, he returns to the Carroll Center with his race car. Rabia Dow says the message for blind students is powerful.
It's not that they want to become mechanics. The message that they leave with is, this is possible, and if this is possible, then what else is?
Blake had always loved racing and dreamed of working on a pro team. With no money, no sponsors, and no car, he decided to form his own. Frank Manzo is the king of the National Hot Rod Association's top alcohol funny car division. He has 15 national titles and the career record for most wins. Manzo also sold Blake the first Follow a Dream car.
You know, sometimes I think I'm having a bad day or life is tough, but you take a look at Jay. I mean, honestly, he keeps a smile on my face all day.
Follow a Dream is a nonprofit organization. The 11 members of the crew, including driver Todd Vaney, volunteer their time to travel to about 15 races around the country each season. Sponsorships and any prize money go toward the race car and travel expenses for Blake's speaking engagements. Maura McGonigal is the team's chef. She says people hear about Blake's story and drop by to meet him at the track.
Where is he? Oh, he's right there working on the car. What do you mean? He's pulling spark plugs. Right, that's Jay. Well, how does he know? He just knows.
Blake says what he lost in that accident in 1997 is now just another part of who he is.
I have a little phrase about blindness called it sucks. Because it does. But, you know, there are things a lot worse. If you let it beat you, it will beat you. But if you beat it, then you can have your life back.
And for Jay Blake, life is a journey, interrupted by very short, very fast races. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou. They jumped right up on the tire by 60 feet and it shattered. I already pedaled it.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Tribou. Our technical director is John Ferrati, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from mega best-selling author and baseball fan John Grisham.
I would love to see a World Series in Wrigley Field.
Oh, well, that should be easy. Once October rolls around, you just bring your laptop to Wrigley, you have your choice of seats, and you can watch the game as it streams. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the SCAN Foundation, committed to aging with dignity and independence at thescanfoundation.org. This is NPR.